Blog Talk Radio.
How about that? Michigan beat the hell out of the number two team in the nation, Ohio State. And it was a beautiful beatdown by 3 touchdowns plus a point. 3 touchdowns plus, and they were in Ohio, in the horseshoe. In the horseshoe. There's a lot of happy Michigan fans tonight having a party. I already know some of them are definitely having a good time. As long as they don't burn down
magic,
burn down anything. Because, you know, that's what happens at Michigan State sometimes. They start burning their furniture and wonder, oh, what am I going to sleep on?
Oh,
and it's out on the roads burning up.
Ready?
I tell you, these commercials are about killing me. We'll be here for 3 hours. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I made a mistake, and I'm going to try to rectify that.
Welcome to Michigan football at the Voice of College Football. I have my can't-be-held-back co-host, Dre. Please like and subscribe the video. We definitely appreciate it. Also, like and subscribe. Share the video out on social media. We greatly appreciate it. Also, Mark's main channel, The Voice of College Football, please be sure to like and subscribe. We definitely appreciate it. Also, subscribe to Mark's Patreon, where you can talk not only college football, but also pro football 24/7.
Who wants to talk about the Lions, right? They played pretty good against a good team. Lost by, a field goal? I can't even remember the damn score. Anyway, they stayed close, and it was a good game. That's all you can ask for, right? When you're a Detroit Lions fan, please stay close. I bet everybody had a nice and wonderful...
Ohio State!
Hold on. A whole great Thanksgiving. I just sat at home by myself with the dog, and can't get out of the house too much lately. Okay, here's our friend.
Beat Ohio State again. It's not something we're trying to do, folks. We're gonna do it again next year. Hope it's happened again. Michigan has beat Ohio State again, 45-23. One of the great ass kickings in the second half I have ever seen in my life. Jack, let's just do it, baby. Beat Ohio State again, folks. Just get the Bosas down in the comments. This photo right there that you just saw has created a movement amongst the Michigan fan base, players, coaches, community. Since we started in January of 2020, it has not led to a single loss for Michigan in this rivalry.
Okay, I'll start crying if we keep talking. Oh, Bianchi's in the switchboard. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join, push one on your keypad. And I'll try to get you. I will get you on. It's November 26th, 2022. And how was your Thanksgiving? Me and Otis had a good time with ours. I hope you enjoy yours. We sat and watched the Lions lose again. That's our beginning to be a habit for us. LSU right now, it's in the third quarter, Texas A&M 17, LSU 10. Still very early in that game, very early. We'll take care of that, Bianchi. Relax. Now, if LSU wins, they'll get into the play position And that'd be a good thing. And okay, somebody's just, no, somebody's in my other headphone. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, we can't be talking like this. Anyway, had a good time. Pianchi, are you going to come on? Are you going to make me just suffer? Is that what you're going to do, make me just suffer? I tell you, my friends. Make me suffer. I guess he's going to make me suffer. He's probably eating dinner, though. He calls in when he's eating. Trump, I don't know what the hell he's up to. I guess he insulted Kim Kardashian, and he said, well, that's the mother of my kids, you know. What the hell is, I don't know what Trump is doing. Then he had a Holocaust denier, an idiot up there. I don't know what he was doing up there either, and Trump claims he didn't know. Well, come on. I believe he knew. I don't know why he would be there, but I believe he knew. I'm not going to stick up for him on that one. How can you not know this, moron? Yeah. Pianchi. How you doing, Pianchi?
Pretty good, Donnie. How you doing, family?
About damn time you bailed me out, sir.
Poor old Otis.
Me and Otis stood outside and walked around for about 20 minutes. And we came in, and he ate his goodies, and he looked around, I fed him, and he actually ate for me. How about that, Pianchi? Usually he has to wait till Cinnamon gets home, but he ate, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Otis is demonstrating a appetite.
Yeah. And he's been slowing up here in the last few days, pretty much. Yeah, he sure has, but... That's to be, you know, he's not in pain, and that's the main thing. That is the main thing.
Yeah, he's going through some things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just watching a tape of the German police is trashing the hell out of Antifa in Germany. Yeah. I wish our police would do that. It'd be nice. And don't you be yawning. It's too early for that.
I was just finished eating up a earlier meal.
Yeah. You hope you didn't have turkey.
No, I didn't. I wanted to go get me a duck. The grandson is up north, so.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have no reason to fix no big food, big meal.
Yeah.
There with mama.
Yeah, you should have went up there too.
Mama and little grandma. It's cold up there.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. I don't know. What's the temperature where you're at?
Well, it was raining. It's 62 degrees now.
62. That's not too bad here. It's been pretty nice in the last few days. Pretty nice. We did have snow on the ground for a while. That finally melted. Don't want no part of that. Too early in the year to have snow.
But, you know, in the news that one federal judge, Sullivan, black federal judge, is tearing down Title 42 as it applies to immigration.
Yeah.
I don't understand these people, man.
I don't either. I don't
like
either.
This one lady, Bette Midler.
Uh-huh.
Said pilgrims as undocumented aliens from Europe.
Yeah, I know it.
Dumbass.
Oh my God, I seen that and I couldn't see it.
You know, we didn't have the ability to laugh.
Something just started playing. I don't know how that happened. Hold on just a second. Hold on. I can't even get this. What the hell was that? Jesus. Okay, I'm back. Jesus. Sorry about that, Bianchi.
Yeah, we didn't have the ability to laugh at some of this stuff. We'd go crazy, wouldn't we?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And it's always as silly. It's always these statements like this that seemingly gets into the news right away, but things like Hunter Biden's laptop, it takes days and years to be recognized by the news sources that I really don't pay much attention to.
Yeah.
And I have less faith in.
Yeah, like last week, CBS finally said, oh, by the way, the laptop is for real. And they've been denying it for 2 years. And now they decide to come out and tell everybody it's for real. Jesus. I don't know. It seems like they could be charged. The FCC should be involved. They're just blatantly lying. They're calling themselves a news station, and they're lying, and they know it. They know they're lying. So I think the FCC should step in and say, we'll pull your damn license or give you a hell of a fine. You don't not job.
Well, people want to punish Supreme Court judges, and it goes through a hearing process and say that they lied when they was going through the hearing process. But like you say, they knew me to get away with lying all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I don't know.
Always those double standards, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Joe's been trying, I don't know if he's been trying to get a hold of me, but my phone, if I don't see your name but the phone doesn't see a name, it puts it as spam and it kicks it out. And I don't know, one time he called, it didn't have a name and it was him. But now it just kicks everything out that doesn't have a name. I hope he hasn't been trying to get a hold of me and getting mad because I haven't answered the phone. Yeah. Who cares? Joe's all right.
What is the rest of the game? What kind of excuse you think Daniel's going to have tonight for not being here on time?
I don't know. I don't even know. He didn't show up, did he, last week? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he showed up last week. Yeah, he didn't show up last night. That's what it was.
You think he's going to be using the excuse that he was stoking the oven in order to get the turkey baked?
Oh, hell yeah. He'll have some kind of excuse. Oh, man. And did you hear Biden during this the parade? They interviewed him.
What did he not say this time?
Well, there's no excuse to have semi-automatic rifles. There's just no excuse. Why? I don't know why he would bring that up during a parade. That's not what they didn't put him on camera to say that crap.
The guy that killed the Walmart employee, he had a revolver, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I did. Yeah, probably did because he got through the store all the way to the break room. I would imagine he did have a revolver. Boy, he was a manager, too. I don't know.
Yeah, he was a manager. Quiet in the neighborhood, didn't speak to many people.
Yeah, no, that's nuts. Freaking nuts. people. Well, I hope we'll get a few people tonight. If they stay off the turkey. Oh, Lorianne, I'm going to shoot you. Soon as you get here. Soon as you get online.
Lorianne, them got snow up there where she is. I don't know how you...
I hope she gets snowed in. I hope she just gets snowed in. Lorianne told me about this 50% deal they're having. You can move up, I think I'm the silver, and I think the next one is gold or something. And so I said, well, I'll check into it. So, yeah, okay. I clicked on it and did all that crap. $99. You're charging me $99. Oh, no. So, of course, they sent me an email, and it had a place for me to send an email back to them. And I don't, you can't do this to that old man. I'm an old man, retired. I can't afford this. I can afford $50. I can't afford $99. And either take me back or give me the deal, or we have to start all over, which I will do, because I'm not paying $99. Hell no. Nope. So Lorianne got me in trouble. We're going to have to discuss this, how she's going to get me out of this trouble. Well, Lorianne, she just said I have to contact Block Talk Support to apply for the discount. Oh, really? You said that to me? I wasn't even on. What are you talking? Did you say that to me or Cinnamon? Because I'm beating one of you. One of you two are going to get it. I just don't know which. $99, huh? Hell no. I can't stand 2 hours half the time. UAW people find out we got a three-hour show, man. I'll be tied up all Sunday night. Hell no. Oh, I reached out to him, Lorianne. I touched him. I reached out to him. She's writing in the chat room. I did. I said the $50 plan. I didn't say the gold plan. I didn't know. I don't want them to think I know what the hell I'm talking about. So get ready Monday morning, Lorianne, because you're my lawyer. I don't get my way.
I hear some Blog Talk radio program where all they do is play radio.
Yeah, a lot of radio stations use Blog Talk, I understand.
They just broadcast a radio program or play music people can listen to.
Yeah.
All the time.
$499 a month, I think. I think that's the cost. Lorianne can tell me. I don't know. That's a lot of money. Yeah, $4.99. And, I got to get back to the silver plan, Lorianne. You're right. That's all I'm worth anyway, is silver. I get nervous when I have gold. But I can afford $11 more. But I sure can't afford $61 more. See, listening to these women get me in trouble. No, I can afford, she's talking, even with the discount. Okay, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Lorianne. She types like she talks, Bianchi. I don't understand her. either way. You got to call in, Lori Ann, for a second, if you got a minute. Explain yourself. Bianca and I are kind of tired.
Wonder
if
we're going to have any more viruses. That's going to...
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I figured if it was something that worked in the past, they'd try it again. If
well,
they
yeah.
were so successful.
Yeah, I think they're already priming us for something. I really do. I do think they are. I don't know, Bianchi. Yeah, you know, everybody jumped into these masks and everything. And now that Fauci, he's retiring because he doesn't want to face, he doesn't want to be in office when the Republicans take over.
Hmm.
They don't want to be, but they're going to subpoena him. Yeah, that's what they said. We're going to bring him back. Well, he's coming back because we're going to, we got some questions to ask that man. And they want to know how much money we paid into this Wuhan, whatever the hell, clinic. I'd like to know about Ukraine. Ukraine, they say, has about 14 of these little places, virus. I don't know why in the hell they need this. Now with that, you don't need an atomic bomb. Get rid of those. Just release some virus crap on us. I don't know. Where in the hell is my... I can't find anything, Bianchi. Boy. Cinnamon's got to work till 11 o'clock. I thought she was getting out at 9. That's a bummer. Yeah, well. Boy, we're both talking a lot.
Well, I tell you what, these furniture companies are laying off everybody, citing a high gasoline problem, prices, and laid them off right before Thanksgiving.
Did they?
The United Furniture.
Jeez.
2,700 employees. You know, Trump did a lot to help bring back furniture companies, furniture manufacturing in the United States during his time with replacing the tariffs to protect American businesses and employees.
Yeah. Man. That's a bad time of year to get laid off. So bad for people. But there'll be more layoffs, I guarantee you. If it keeps going, I don't know how people are going to afford to buy these big old trucks that we make for $75,000 and put $5 a gallon in their tank.
Merrill is looking for experienced machinists, welders.
Every time you have a press conference, you say crime is down. The economy is booming.
Well, that's not true, but get your question, sir.
Real Chicagoans are asking me, how could you possibly even consider running for re-election as mayor of the city of Chicago after all the harm you've caused?
Well, I disagree with you fundamentally. And I don't think I need to address any and dignify your comments 1 second.
Last night, I think you were on Chicago Tonight. You said that 99.9% of the criticism of you is because you're a black woman. Do you honestly believe that, considering way the city council the city council of Chicago is obviously made up of many black women who criticize you. Do you really believe that the criticism of you is 99.9% based on the fact that you're a black woman?
So you said about 15 things, most of which were wrong. So let's deconstruct some of that. We didn't have race riots last summer. No. You're wrong, sir. You're wrong. And I know that you have. You like to be controversial.
All right, guys. So we have to do a follow-up on a story that I have been following very, very, very closely for a few months now, because I think it's a prime example of how our Democrat politicians are drunk on power, and they don't want to be held accountable for any of their actions or the fact that they are failing a lot of these inner liberal cities. I mean, the country as a whole, Democrats are failing the country, right? But when you have cities like Chicago, for example, or New York, as you see there, the Democrat mayors that are running those cities into the ground, they don't want to be asked questions, right? Remember, Eric Adams complained about questions that reporters were giving him, essentially saying that the press corps is too white, not enough people of color, and that's why he was getting too many hard questions, okay? And this guy literally said that. He literally said that. Lori Lightfoot had said something similar about how she would like to take more questions from so-called journalists of color and that journalism's too white or whatever, right? So Lori Lightfoot has been in conflict with this journalist by the name of William J. Kelly. And William Kelly always is probably the only journalist that actually asks Lori Lightfoot the tough questions about her city, which has to do with crime, tourism, business, things like that. You know, things that actually really matter to the city, right? Not what type of LGBTQ event Lori Lightfoot is going to, what type of TikTok competition that she hosted. Not those questions. Actually, real questions. And Lori Lightfoot did not like those questions. As at the beginning of this video, you guys saw a snippet of a press conference in which Lori Lightfoot essentially went off on the guy for simply asking questions. And they have a long history of this. This led to a strange event in which the reporter, Mr. William J. Kelly, tried to get into one of Lori Lightfoot's press events, and all of a sudden, his press pass was denied. Take a look at the footage.
Sir, what does the 1081 stand for?
I don't know what that stands for. Do you?
No, sir. This is not valid, sir. It has to be pink.
No, they just renewed that.
You just got it?
Yeah, I just got it just now because they told me that my old one was not valid.
Please?
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sir,
I understand that the mayor doesn't want me to ask her questions. I understand. I asked her about police suicides, and she got very angry.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
Yeah, and I also asked her about Officer Golden. He was actually paralyzed. He was shot in the back, and she got very angry about that too.
Yes, sir. There.
Yeah.
This is the wrong call.
Well, here, show me.
Forged.
Show me. Man,
this is forged, sir.
It's forged?
Sir.
You're accusing me of forging that.
I'm not accusing you of anything, sir. I'm saying
so you're okay.
It's supposed to be pink, sir.
Here, may I have that?
I have to confiscate it.
So you're going to confiscate that?
Yes, sir. It's. Can you please tell me where you renewed
this? I just renewed that at the police station on South Michigan Avenue.
And who did you speak to, sir?
That woman's name is very easily, I can very easily obtain that information
yes,
from
please, you. I need that information, sir.
Yeah, I don't have it offhand. Hi. This officer just confiscated my media credentials.
These are pink. This is forged. It's not valid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's expired. You don't have to take it.
How is that expired? How is this expired? It says it expires in 2 years. It clearly says expires in 2 years.
Now, this happened after this exchange right here that this reporter had with Lori Lightfoot. Take a look.
Mayor Lightfoot, this event isn't until July of 2023. Hopefully, God willing, you won't be mayor by then. Hey, excuse me, dude. What are you doing? you want this lunatic? I got a lunatic trying to attack me over here. Why does that keep happening? Mayor Lightfoot,
thank you, Will.
This event doesn't take place until July of 2023. Yeah, dude, you can't do that. That's not fair. All right. So anyway, so they actually told me that I'm not allowed. So.
And now this reporter is suing Lori Lightfoot for revoking his press credentials. And I want you guys to take a look at a video of him explaining exactly what his beef is and what's going on here. Because I think this is a shame to democracy, especially considering how the people that are doing this claim that they love democracy so much. Take a look.
Oh, man. In May, embattled Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot berating a journalist saying he's full of crap who pressed her about the rhetoric of this tweet. Quote, to my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. A few months after that, that reporter was stripped of his press credentials after Mayor Lightfoot accused him of assaulting her security detail. William Kelly is now suing the Democrat mayor, and the reporter himself joins us right now from Chicago. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Steve.
So to remind people, during the pandemic, she suspended all in-person press conferences. When they started having them where you guys were back in the press briefing room with her, you were the one asking the hard questions. She didn't like it.
I was asking the obvious questions, and she lost her temper every single time. The videos went viral, millions of comments, likes, and shares, but now Mayor Lightfoot is in reelection mode, and she doesn't want any more embarrassing questions to go viral, so she revoked my media credential. And I'm telling you right now, Steve, this is a very serious constitutional crisis in the city of Chicago, and she wants to win this case against me and then expand this attack on the First Amendment to all the reporters who ask her real questions, or any reporter nationally who would dare to ask a real question of a powerful politician.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before, actually. We've got some of your exchanges with the mayor. We want to just show folks the kind of questions you ask. Watch.
The real reason why we don't have the tourism or the conventions is because of violent crime. You issued a violent tweet, call to arms. Will you rescind your call to arms tweet in the light of the mass shooting in downtown Chicago?
So,
as stupid as you think that may be.
No, sir. I will not stand down. You're not going to talk over me. That's not the rules here in this press conference. And if you don't want to abide by those rules, you can take your nonsense someplace else. Because I am about full up with you. All you have to do is walk up and down Michigan. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. You will stop speaking. You will stop speaking. You're full of crap.
Okay. There you go. Very pointed. She didn't like your questions. So why did the superintendent of the Chicago police then revoke your credentials?
Well, that is the way the system is set up in the city of Chicago. Surprise. The politically appointed police superintendent issues the media credentials. So essentially,
gotcha.
He decides who's a real reporter and who isn't. The problem is that he sat down and wrote me a letter telling me that he was revoking my media credentials when, you know, the police department is down 1,500 officers. We have an out of control crime epidemic. Police suicide is at an all time high. And he's taking time out of his day to write me a letter telling me that he's revoking my media credential. I think the priorities are completely out of whack here, Steve. And the First Amendment, thankfully, Elon Musk restored the First Amendment on Twitter. But in Chicago, the First Amendment is on life support, if not dead. And, they say you can't fight City Hall, but we need to fight City Hall to restore the First Amendment if we're going to have an honest election.
Well, and you are fighting City Hall. This is in federal court. William, keep us posted on what happens, all right?
Okay, that's the Black Conservative Perspective on YouTube. It's got a good YouTube channel. Check it out. And Lori doesn't like those. Lori doesn't. People like Lori with the name Lori doesn't like those tough questions, do they?
No, they come up with new definitions and new words.
Yeah, they do.
The rules do.
I wish somebody would write down all the new crap we have to go through.
The crime in this city is completely off the charts.
Yeah.
And I think they want the black population to kill itself. I really, maybe some truth in that, so they just turn their head. But you've had all these killings.
Yeah.
In this town and shootings. And act like it's just not happening. And then when you have these protests and marches and rioting, looting, and burning up stuff, it just goes unperturbed.
Yeah. And
in 175 days, counting from Memorial Day of this year, been 2,144 blacks shot by other blacks, 312 murdered. No white police officer shot anybody.
Oh, man, I don't know if people realize what's going on in Chicago with all this killing and shooting.
2,144 and ending in Memorial Day of this year, beginning in Memorial Day of last year, you had 4,666 blacks shot by other blacks in 364 days. Wow. With 643 murders. No white police officer shot none of them.
Wow.
Year before that, over a year period, 4,845 blacks shot by other blacks with 745 murders.
You think the feds would go in there?
They ain't gonna do that. I keep telling you, I believe they want these people to kill each other.
Yeah, there's nobody talking about it. You know, that should be, you know, we used to get a daily count in Vietnam. Remember that?
CBS?
Yeah. You can't even get that in from Chicago. It should be on every damn network TV show or news show.
That's 11,659 shot.
Damn.
In that period. Can you imagine that?
No.
It's probably getting to the point where you won't find no black in Chicago that ain't been shot.
I would like to know if the schools have lost a lot of kids. Because I sure as hell wouldn't let my kids walk to school. And a lot of these
Well, they don't. They walk to school with bulletproof backpacks and go down the sidewalk running zigzag.
That's funny, but it isn't funny.
1,700 murdered in that 2.5 year period.
Damn.
No white police also murdered nobody.
Well,
sources: Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune, ABC 7, Chicago. Print in the newspaper right out front until somebody tell them, hey, y'all got to stop printing that stuff, man. They're using that against us.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember in Detroit they stopped printing. I remember that.
Hell, when Al Capone was in charge, it was a lot safer.
Yeah. Yeah, he kept better control of the city on the south side. And
you kept better law and order.
Yeah, they did. Woo. And the submachine guns. Hell yeah. Oh, did you hear about your Clyburn, what he said? About the love, Biden and love, people love him.
Yeah. Clyburn is an old fool.
Yeah.
That's what Moms Mabel used to call him.
Old fools. Yeah. I think this is it. But
well, I'll tell you what, Congressman Clyburn, you're well aware that you're credited with essentially saving Joe Biden's presidential campaign in 2020 when he got to South Carolina. Do you want to see him run again?
Absolutely. I want to see him run again. I have told him that, but that decision is up to him and his family. I think that if we learn anything in this election this November, it is this. That people love Joe Biden's approach and they are in love with his agenda. That's why we were able to defy all odds and do what we were able to do in defying conventional wisdom.
Why are his approval ratings so low if that's the case, though, Congressman? I just have to ask you that. And I realize that Democrats outperformed expectations in the midterm elections. But shouldn't Joe Biden be rewarded with a higher approval rating if people are in love with his policies?
Yes, that may be the case. But look at this. You are trying to do things that have never been done. People get enamored with style. But I will say to them, there is no substitute for substance. And on substance, Joe Biden is exactly what we need. For those people who are more enamored with style, with high-sounding speeches, and that sort of thing, they're not going to be satisfied. But when they look at their bank accounts and what's happening with their families and in their communities, they are very pleased. And that doesn't show up too much in polling. I think a lot about my favorite president of all times, Harry Truman. Nobody left office with lower approval ratings than Harry Truman. But as people look back, they call him one of the top 10, if not the top 5 presidents of all time. That's because he took the necessary steps to do what was needed to keep this country together, to bring some decisions into force that was unpopular at the time, but over time, it proved to be exactly what the country needed. That's going to be the case here with Joe Biden.
Well, there you go. It's going to be the case. All right.
You know why they got bank accounts, don't you?
No.
Because all them damn checks he sent out, they had to be deposited in banks.
Oh, Pianchi. You're a mess. I love it. Oh.
And the number of Americans without a bank account dropped. Yes, that's because he gave out all them stimulus checks to people. And they had to be deposited in a bank. So they had to go open up a bank account for the first time, probably.
Yeah.
And many of them that went and deposited the stimulus checks into a bank account, they had the overdraw fees withdrawn immediately. Once the bank's account seen some revenue, some money come in, and probably cut those stimulus checks amount down to about 25% of what they were probably worth.
Yeah. And then, you know, we gave all the illegals a check. We gave everybody in prison a check. Jeez, we just do everything so backwards. You know they're tearing our country down on purpose. They're doing it on purpose. There's no way they can do this and think it's going to help our country. No way. They know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. Man, they come up with these dumb ways of measuring things. I don't know what they're saying that Americans got more money in the bank now than any other time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they tell them.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Well, I sure
no, I don't
that.
Either. Medium and mean.
Yeah.
You know, mean probably is an amount over their lifetime. Medium is probably what they got right now.
Yeah, hey, in 2021, UK sent over $50 million in foreign aid to China. What do you think of that? China needed that money. What the hell are they doing? I thought they were about broke.
I don't know. I could not tell you.
No.
It required some analytical thinking.
That's not me.
Sideways observation and upside down tabulations. That's Daniel.
That's Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
He must be rusting his brain.
One story that I got is that 63% of non-citizen households access welfare programs. Ain't that something?
Yeah. 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 You know, another thing that is going to set the liberals on fire, I'll play it for you just real quick and see what you think. It's already pissed off a lot of liberals. But not a lot of them know about it.
In California, it's double. 35% Native, 72% these other guys.
Yeah. Damn.
Texas, 70% is about double. What that means is that they're being coached on how to apply for these benefits, these perks.
Yeah, they say there's lawyers down there helping on both sides of the border. Yep.
Non-citizens.
Yep, non-citizens. Yep. Now, I don't know who sent me this. Biden administration. Yeah, he's going to catch out for this, and I want your opinion.
Biden admin quietly greenlights plan to build huge Gulf oil terminal. The Biden administration has quietly approved plans to build a new crude oil terminal in the Gulf of Mexico off Texas, seemingly in contradiction to the president's climate agenda. The Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration approved the application for Enterprise's Seaport Oil Terminal, one of four proposed offshore oil export terminals, on Monday. According to the application, it will be located offshore of Freeport, Texas. It will have 4.8 million barrels of storage capacity and add 2 million barrels per day to the U.S. oil export capacity. In its 94-page decision, the Maritime Administration said that it had approved the application because the construction and operation of the port is in the national interest and consistent with other policy goals and objectives. The construction and operation of the port is in the national interest because the project will benefit employment, economic growth, and U.S. energy infrastructure resilience and security, the administration wrote. The port will provide a reliable source of crude oil to U.S. allies in the event of market disruption and have a minimal impact on the availability and cost of crude oil in the U.S. domestic market. Protests over planned oil terminal. The decision states that the project will expand on an existing Enterprise Crude Houston-operated terminal located in Houston and will generate 62 permanent jobs over 30 years. Yeah. Additionally, 1,400 temporary construction jobs will be created, with the majority of the workforce being hired from existing labor pools in Texas and Louisiana, according to the application. The Environmental Protection Agency quietly issued its approval of the project in October but stressed that more emphasis is needed to ensure that environmental justice and climate change considerations are included in the project for the protection of overburdened communities. Protests broke out shortly after on the Gulf Coast, the Texas Tribune reported, with climate activists condemning and pointing to the fact that President Joe Biden has prioritized issues such as climate change and clean energy incentives during his time in office. Biden has vowed to cut carbon emissions by 50% by 2030. The head of the UN climate conference in Egypt this month, the White House said that Biden was set to announce new initiatives to strengthen U.S. leadership tackling the climate crisis and galvanize global action and commitments, and that the United States is acting to lead a clean energy future that leverages market forces, technological innovation, and investments to tackle the climate crisis. Peak hypocrisy for President Biden. Greenpeace promptly took aim at the Biden administration's decision regarding the new oil terminal, stating that the new terminal would emit over 300 million tons of carbon dioxide every year, polluting the air and water of Brazoria and Harris counties in Texas while creating serious health threats for everyone living there. It is peak hypocrisy for President Biden and Secretary Pete Buttigieg to shorten the fuse on the world's largest carbon bomb by greenlighting additional oil export terminals right after lecturing the world about increasing climate ambitions at COP27. The Independent Global Campaigning Network.
All right. He wants to also give these poor countries reparations for our sins, for polluting the air. He's really going all out. Right, Lorianne? I seen your little hand up. Oh, no,
she's been holding for 30 minutes.
Probably.
Am I unmuted?
Well, yeah, you're unmuted. You've been unmuted.
I never heard the thing. I never heard it say unmuted. So I didn't know if you'd seen me or not. So hello.
Hello, dear.
I heard something fuming in the background. I know it was you.
Me fuming? Mm-hmm. Over what?
You didn't even know you were on, so you can't blame me for your fuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I called in about the blog talk deal. To clarify that. Yeah. Because you're already on a silver plan, you have to reach out to Blog Talk support so that they can apply the 50% discount.
Well,
upgraded to gold and reached out to Blog Talk support, you know, just ask them to apply the 50% discount for you. They've never given me a hard time ever when I upgraded. Mm-hmm. I said the same thing. You know, I said, I can't afford the $100, but, you know, if you can give me the discount, I'll upgrade to gold. And so they went ahead and did it. So, you know, you'll probably hear back from them by maybe Tuesday.
Okay.
And hopefully they will. And if they don't, you know, then you just tell them, okay, then I need to go back to the silver plan.
Right.
And then they should also credit you, depending on when your billing is. You know,
well,
if you've already been charged, you know, then they can credit you and work that out.
Well, I think it's 12/19 next month. Because I listened to you last night and went hog wild. Couldn't wait to get this big deal.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, so long as you ask for it, they should give it to you. You know, and, you know, it hasn't expired yet and all that. So, yeah, that, I don't see any reason why. Because, you know, when I upgraded, I did the same thing. Their website has much to be desired. So it doesn't let you, you know, downgrade yourself or apply a promo code or anything. And so you have to reach out to Blog Talk support for them to give you that credit. And so just give them a couple days. I'm pretty sure that they will. And then you could take advantage of it. And then you'll be on the gold plan. You can, if you still only want to have a two-hour show, then just set it up as 2 hours like you usually do. Or if you want to go three, then you have that option too. But I think that, you know, especially the Saturday night show where we're all on, you know,
yeah,
for 4 or 5 hours anyways, you may as well just set it up for a three-hour show.
I can afford $11, $10 more, but not $99.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there in the same boat with you. And then, you know, they had a earlier this month, they had a 30% off deal. And so I asked them to give that deal to me, not knowing that this was coming up. And so I just reached out to them and, you know, asked them, hey, you know, this 50% off deal, way better deal, you know, can you give that to me instead of 30% off? And so I'll wait to hear back to see if they'll apply the same 50% off now, even though I just got a 30%, but I'd rather have the 50%.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you're breaking up, Lorianne.
I am? Great.
Yeah, now you're all right. I heard that.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. My Bluetooth is acting up, I guess, with my headset. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't moved anything.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, I don't know if anybody likes Glenn Beck or not, but he had Whitney Webb on, and she's only 33 years old, but she's smart as a whip, and she wrote a book, but it's How Elites Will Create a New Class of Slaves, and she breaks it down so good, and geez, you guys got to listen to her. Glenn Beck, go to, I don't know where you're going, Glenn Beck, I guess, and Whitney Webb is her name. It is about an hour and 23 minutes, and it is pretty scary. But it makes sense, what she said. It makes absolute sense to me. I thought maybe I'd, after I stopped crying last night for getting hosed for $99, and after Cinnamon stopped beating the hell out of me, I thought maybe I'd do a show and just play that whole thing. Play that whole interview. Pretty good. Guess nobody wants to talk to me no more. Okay.
I'm looking up the podcast now, see if I can find it.
Oh, okay.
It's Whitney Webb.
You know, I guess You broke up.
There it is. Ugh, weirdness. I'm using the same headset that I used last night.
Really?
And it's been charged.
Yeah, it didn't mess up at all last night.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm breaking up, doing the same stupid thing. Cool. I found it. I found that Glenn Beck interview with Whitney Webb on BitChute from November 11th.
Yeah. I just found it, so I just heard it. I think I listened to it Wednesday. I said, man, that's damn, I hope everybody can watch that or listen to it anyway.
Cool. I got it queued up.
All right.
I was thinking of, I've been debating back and forth, like if I should do a special episode or play it on my show tomorrow night, but I don't really want to spend a whole hour on my Sunday night show, but I was thinking of playing Died Suddenly. You guys have seen that, right?
What's that?
Died Suddenly?
Died Suddenly. No.
Oh yeah, it's been like viral. Stu Peters Network put it out. Pretty, you know, you watching the video helps. But yeah, it's all about died suddenly. Interviews with funeral directors and like medical examiners and all the crazy stuff that they're finding over the last year and a half or so.
You want this 67-year-old man to watch and listen to funeral directors? Really? Really?
Yeah, talking about the crap that they're finding, like, you know, all the stuff with, you know, the, you know, suspecting the COVID clot shot, you know, the micro clot shots and the spindly things that they're pulling out of people's veins. And they're like, you know, I've never seen anything like this in my, you know, 25 years of doing this, you know, when they're embalming, you know, the dead people that have died from various causes, but that have been jabbed. And so it's pretty much gone viral. Yeah. It's on,
it may be like the movie The Thing, when they was doing an autopsy on that thing that had his chest cupped open, and all of a sudden the chest clamped down on the doctor's hands.
Oh, God.
Maybe it'd be
that
like,
wouldn't surprise me if that's next. That'll be another COVID variant that'll reanimate the body.
Yeah.
What happened to the show like Charlie Brown Christmas? What? Can't have none of those no more. I used to like Charlie Brown Christmas, man. Linus, the blanket.
Yeah. They don't, I don't know. It's not gay enough, I guess. Lucy isn't trying to be a boy, and Charlie's not trying to be a girl, so that's out. And
remember the Great Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't see any of that on TV. And I don't go to network TV very often, though.
The Great Pumpkin.
Yeah. They got a cartoon thing on cable. It plays nothing but old cartoons. Like when I was a kid. Quick Draw McGraw. Remember him? Quick Draw McGraw. And Baba Booey.
This thing dies suddenly, and them look like abortion parts.
What is?
Well, they're not.
Look like abortion parts showing up in people's veins.
What the hell are you talking about?
She sent this.
Yeah, I sent the link to that died suddenly in the chat, and then also in our. In our Facebook chat.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty nasty stuff. Like they describe the stuff that they're pulling out of the veins, like it with like it has a texture like calamari, kind of rubbery.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, and then yeah, it's definitely pretty interesting.
I thought you put it in the chat room. Or did you?
Yeah, I put it both places.
I don't see
in
it.
In our Facebook chat and in the...
Oh, Facebook and in our, chat. Okay.
And well, and on the... I just did it on the show's chat as well.
I didn't see it. I don't see it at all.
Oh, weird. Showing it on my end.
No.
Facebook won't let it come up. They talking about it's been checked and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, it only took like less than 24 hours for Facebook to start flagging everybody that was posting about it. It's not true. It's totally false, as usual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll post it on my other pages on Parler, Gab, Twitter, and Free Talk.
Free Truck Talk. What is that?
I think that's Donald Trump's
Truth Social is Trump's thing.
No, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Truth Social. Well, I don't know. I've been posting on Free Talk.
Now, there's probably a whole bunch of places you can post.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. I encourage you to give it a watch. And
I will. I'll check it out.
See what y'all think about it. It's pretty interesting. And it's stuff that, you know, I mean, it's not all that new. I mean, the reports of this stuff was starting to trickle out here and there.
Yeah.
But finally, you know, the Stu Peters Network put it together with these interviews and stuff. And so, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So crazy stuff, man. Makes me more and more glad. Like, after watching something like that, I'm like, thank you. Thank you for being smart enough not to get the stupid clot shot, you know?
Yeah, I know. Them and I were talking.
I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but at least I have not gotten the COVID clot shot.
Yeah. I didn't have to get it. I got it because she had to get it for, you know, where she works. So I went ahead and got it too. I figured if she's going to die, I'll die with her. But I didn't get any of them booster things going. Nope. Hell no. How many?
Well, wonder why come they don't flag Whoopi when she started ranting off after she was diagnosed for the second time with COVID and said, this will kill you. She don't get flagged. Maybe it's a black privilege.
Yeah. You know, well, Whoopi's got a platform to bitch about it, and nobody will do anything about it. So maybe they're afraid to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're afraid to. I don't know. Got a lot of people on the switchboard if you like to join Push One. And I might not, but I might get you on. Maybe. Could be. Okay, I'm going to copy that and I'm going to put it over here to this and paste it. And I'm going to bring it up and get it set up. All right, I'm ready to listen to this thing now. Died suddenly. Well, they're fine. Yeah, whoa. That's some nasty stuff. Oh, thank you, Lorianne. So what you got planned on your show tomorrow night, girl?
You're welcome for that, by the way. Yeah, just probably a lot of stuff that we didn't get to cover or talk about on last night on Alaskan Patriot Network with Dahl. There's always so much stuff. And, of course, I have, like, queued up all kinds of clips and articles. And it's one of those things where we'll see what we get and what we get to. And we don't.
You're breaking it. Now you're back. I can hear you.
I'm back. Yeah. Irritating.
Now, did you guys see the, what was it? Soccer team. Britain, I think. I think it was UK. Soccer team took a knee, all of them, in the United States stood there. And they were protesting for George Floyd. Can you believe that? And somebody made a tweet of all his crimes that he did in his lifetime. There's quite a list of them, quite a few.
So who took a knee, the opposing team?
No, it was before they even started. It was during the national anthem. And, the opposing team did. And it's in the...
And American team didn't.
No, the American team just stood there. And here's what somebody from TikTok, James Deegan, MC, sent. And we'll see what he's got to say.
I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, I gotta What I got to do? Yeah, I got to do. Damn. I got to do all this and switch it back. Anyway, yeah. I'll get to it, James. Chill out. Some kind of cup they're playing for. I'm not a soccer fan. Copy. You're breaking up, dear.
Oh, I think it was the World Cup.
Okay, let's see if this works. Let's see. I hope it brings up the same thing. If England takes a knee, a gesture adopted after the death of George Floyd, and American team do not. Anyone think this is a bit of a joke? And then the guy listed the general, it says the gentle giant, George Floyd, and all of his...
Don't forget his nickname. You know what that was, don't you?
No. No.
His porn nickname was Mr. Landlord.
Mr. Landlord?
Yeah, that was his nickname in his porn movies. George the Landlord.
George
Floyd.
The Landlord. Okay. Let me cue this up. We're going to try this again. I think you guys will be able to hear it.
The World Cup kicked off on Sunday in Qatar amid controversy about that country's record on gay rights. On the bright side, the Qatar World Cup might actually be cheaper for gay fans because they won't need a return plane ticket. We know that footballers aren't the brightest people. We know that they don't fully understand the politics. They're just not that clever. LGBTQ is just Harry Kane trying to remember the alphabet. But I'd like to ask, do England want to show solidarity? Because if England really want to show solidarity, a little rainbow armband isn't enough. I think if this English team want to show solidarity, they should suck each other's cocks. Cocks to the fucking national anthem. You're already down on one knee. I want to see England sucking cock like they're trying to bring a McDonald's milkshake to the top of a 10-foot straw.
Oh, well, okay. Thanks, James Deegan. I think. Wow. They're not happy with them, I'll tell you why. You ought to read some of these damn. Oh, boy. A lot of these comments. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic, too, because, you know, England does it, but then our players just stand around like, should we, too? I don't know.
Thank God they didn't. I don't even know what the hell they were. I guess they were doing it for gay people, but they were in Qatar. I guess that's why they did it. And when he said that they only needed, gay people only needed a one-way ticket is because they kill. Don't they kill gay people or put them in prison or something over there? I think that's what he meant by a one-way ticket.
Yeah, I believe homosexuality can be a death sentence there.
Yeah, I seen there's a tape. I was on YouTube that they tossed a guy off a 14-story building because he was gay. But everybody got surprised because the guy is binary. Everybody was.
Well, maybe because that's their country. They do what the heck they want to, run their own country.
Yeah.
Hey, up there in northern Nigeria, that Boko Haram has killed over 300,000 kids. That's 300,000.
Wow.
300,000 kids. Now, that's black-on-black violence in northern Nigeria.
Wow. That's crazy.
Not including all the other stuff they've done. And both leaders, the first leader, Yusuf, and then you had another one, Abubakar, they've both been killed, but they continue to go on. A lot of the weapons that came out of Libya ended up amongst this group. Then in Cameroon, you got the Anglo-Cameroons, and you got the Franco-Cameroons. They fighting at each other like cats and dogs, killing, going in schools, killing kids.
Damn. Killing kids.
Yeah, everybody, I hear a lot of blacks talking about going back to Africa and stuff. Yeah, go ahead on over there. You ever seen people walk the water? How about run the water?
No.
Running the Atlantic Ocean, getting back to the United States.
Yeah. I remember Richard Pryor going to Africa. It was a changing experience.
Same way with Croatia and Serbia. Well, they was killing each other like cats and dogs, Bosnians. Matter of fact, I tell you what, we got a school in St. Louis on the Union Boulevard named Soldan High School, Soldan International, because they got basically set up for international students. So they had two classes of Bosnians and two classes of Serbian. And hell, they had a war in the school. They had a war. And wait a minute, then some black kids got in a fight with some Bosnians. So one of the Bosnian kids ran out the classroom, ran down to another classroom of Bosnian students, and they all came out and ended up and beat the hell out of that black child.
Oh.
That black student. It was something else. Yeah. But they had the Bosnian Serbian war in that high school.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
All these experiments, man.
Yep. That's what it
and
is.
And I tell you what, they got enough Bosnians in St. Louis, South St. Louis, after the whites moved out. Because blacks was moving over in South St. Louis because all the property in North St. Louis is condemned. So they could have a repeat of the war that was held over in the Asian country between those two factions.
Jeez. Yeah. I don't know.
All the Afghan refugees, they've been relocated out in Chesterfield. Can you imagine that now? That's about like dropping illegals off in Martha's Vineyard. In Chesterfield.
Damn. Wish they'd do that again. Really do. I'd love to see it. Yeah. Can anybody understand what's his name here? The hell's his name? He's an actor or comedian or something. I don't know what the hell his name is. But he's got such a damn accent. I can't hardly understand him.
I don't know.
When he's talking about Bill Gates. Oh, Russell Brand is his name. Russell Brand. But he said 50 orgs, whatever that is, organizations, I guess, issue global warning on danger he poses to the planet. And it said Bill Gates was blindsided by that. Because 50 organizations are saying he's a danger to the global planet. It's about time somebody smacked that asshole down.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg was diagnosed for about the second or third time with COVID. She said, "This will kill you." What's the matter with you? Well, that's a misinformation statement that Facebook won't tag and put a warning.
No.
Like they did on Lori's post. I said that they don't do it because she's black. Yeah, it probably put me on 30-day suspension again.
Yeah, you'll probably get a spanking. You need to get about 3 or 4 dummy accounts.
If I did that, I'd be tacking them too.
I know. Well, you lose one, you have 3 or 4 more. I know Anthony Cumia, he got kicked off of Twitter, and he made himself about 3 or 4 different accounts. So he kicks off, he goes to the other one. But they don't know who he is. But he puts down some bad stuff, boy.
Yeah, they don't like that.
No, they don't. They don't like that at all.
I really rub it in their face, and I give them my Twitter link and my Gab link and my parlor link. And yeah, if y'all don't see me here, come over here. You'll see me.
That's right. Well, I know Viva Fry, and they'll do like the first 45 minutes or something on YouTube. Then he tells everybody to head on over to Rumble because, you know, they don't want to be demonetized on YouTube, so they go to Rumble, and it's more free speech over there. They don't take their money.
That Zuckerberg got some dark money behind him, too. I don't remember where I was reading it. I don't know if it was some present-day Rothschild family or Soros or that FTX character, Sam Bankman. I'll have to find out where I read that.
They just don't start off like Facebook did. They just don't. Somebody's behind that, and he's just the face of it. And what a face he's got, right? He's some kind of alien.
Yeah, he looked like a robot.
God. His wife.
He probably got a flap in his back where you can let it down and hit the on-off switch.
He does. He does look robotic. He does look like an alien. I was hoping Kathy would call in. She called me the other day. She's doing okay. Wore down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Big Kathy.
Big Kathy. She says she listens when she can. So, Big Kathy, if you're listening, call and say hi, and then you can hang up. If you're listening. Daniel's done kicked us to the curb.
Well, I bet he's not out in the backyard peering up in the sky.
No. He might have been. You know, there's a Michigan Triangle. Did you know that? There's a Bermuda Triangle and a Michigan Triangle. What about that? Benton Harbor up to Ludington and over to Wisconsin, little town in Wisconsin. It makes a perfect V. And a lot of people just walking like the guy was walking on ice. It was, and they seen his footsteps, and all of a sudden there was no footsteps, nothing. Where did he go? And they said, that's not the first time. It's happened a lot. A whole airliner disappeared. and it shouldn't have. But I guess a lot of people will be walking, and all of a sudden they're gone. One guy was walking and got picked up. He was missing for 14 months. He ended up in Massachusetts, 20 miles from his dad's house. And they thought he was dead. He didn't know how he got there. And he just didn't know anything. And there he was, 20 miles from his mom and dad's house. That's kind of some odd stuff there. We need to look into that.
I see where Robbins, that one ABC News, Robin Robbins is being deported with, huh?
She's free? Lady.
No, they're running her off because she made a claim about some CBD, the derivative from marijuana, gummies, and talking about it helped her and her partner. I didn't know she was a lesbian.
I didn't either, but I knew she had cancer.
Yes, she had breast cancer, and her partner apparently had breast cancer, and they tried these gummies, and the pharmaceuticals were getting pissed off.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine they would be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know why people like to just... You get these companies, man. This, I don't know. I can't say it's the company. It's the mentality that's in the company. And it's all over the place, seemingly, now coming out from all different angles, from beneath all sorts of rocks.
Yeah.
Flopping down from the trees. That's all of a sudden right there in your face with all these different ideologies and all this bull crap. I want to control folks. You got to. You know, this is a slap in the face of liberty, personal choice.
Yeah.
They don't want the parents to be the sole discretion for their child.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, if you got something to help people relieve their pain and be able to... that can have a positive impact on their key body functions.
Yeah.
Whether it's physical, psychological, or neurological. Well, why are you bothering? Leave them alone. It's like they look in these other countries and see what they're doing and want to complain. Leave them countries the hell alone. What's next? You're going to go to Jupiter, Mars, and run into a group of people there that's dancing around in their green booty shorts and say that's wrong? What the hell? Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. They're not hurting anybody. Lorianne, put some booty shorts on.
No, I don't think anybody needs to see me wearing any of those.
Oh, okay. Well, we tried.
Hell, we don't have to look at you. There's enough men walking around with them all.
Yeah, they got different bulges that are coming out the seams than I have.
You know, that I remember a friend of mine was down in Texas. No, it might have been in Las Vegas. I don't know. And some guy came out. A store or something had on. You remember them cowboy scats that they used to, the wrestlers used to wear?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
all he had. His naked butt was out. He had them scats on. That's
oh,
all
my.
He had on.
That's like a porn movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's funny. Yeah, I've seen those before in a
mm-hmm.
porn. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. God. Now, Cinnamon wanted me. I thought I was going to save it because I thought she's going to get out in time. She had a couple of things she wanted to talk about, to mention anyway, about Biden Biden ordered Trudeau to end the Freedom Convoy over fears U.S. car plants would close within hours before the Canadian PM invoked emergency powers to squash it. So I didn't even know, I'd never heard of that. Yeah, well, we would, because we get a lot of parts from Canada. I know it shut the truck plant down. But I don't know. We can't mind our own business. I tell you what, Canada is really cracking down on these people. And he loves China. You ought to see him with Chairman Xi, whatever the hell his name is. He was following around like a puppy dog. Yeah, there was did you guys follow that at all, that trucker strike in Canada?
Yeah, that was deplorable what they did. You know, in Canada, you're guilty until proven innocent. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
If you're coming through and they confiscate some money on you, coming through airport or something like that, you got to prove them where you got the money from. And
damn,
that you got it legally, rather than they having to prove to you that you got it illegally, like it would be here in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's changed.
You broke up.
The States has become more like that, too.
Say that again, Lorianne.
Stupid thing. I said the United States has become more like that, too. Guilty until proven innocent. Look at all the January people.
Yeah.
Look at our gun laws. You know, we have to prove that we're not a criminal, prove that we're innocent ourselves before we're allowed to purchase a gun. More and more, it's getting like that mentality.
Yeah. What they did to these truckers was pretty bad. Pretty bad. I mean, shut their money off. And
shut their debit. How the hell you shut somebody's debit cards off? That's your money in the bank.
Yeah, but that's the secret now. See, we all talked about it before. That's their little way of controlling. Control the money. You'll do whatever I tell you to do. What these little chips are for, and our driver's license, and our credit cards, all that. They know exactly where we're at, what we're buying. Anytime they want to pull it up, they've got all the information.
Oh, yeah. And if you do a high enough transaction, then the banks automatically got to report you over to the IRS. So, again,
yeah,
you know, guilty till proven innocent. You have to prove that your transaction over $10,000 is legitimate.
Yeah.
It might even be lower.
Yeah.
And if you have $10,000 in cash in your car with you and you're pulled over, a cop sees it, they'll seize it right there. They'll take it from you, and then you have to prove that you had a legitimate reason for having that much cash on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these cops out here nowadays are dumb as hell. I was looking at this one clip where this guy was riding a horse. And it's certain things that you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to cut in front of a horse or get too close to him. And this cop just cut the horse off. You're not supposed to blow your horn to scare the horse.
Yeah.
A horse is, a person on a horse got just as much right of the way of the road as anybody else. He wanted to give this guy a ticket. The guy said, "You ain't giving me no ticket."
Ticket for riding his horse. Jesus.
Then they had to call the supervisor. They had to come out and tell them that the man on the horse had all the rights and was not violating the law.
And that's something. Damn, that's something.
These damn police officers out there. But you know, the qualifications for being one, you can't lower them no lower than what they are. If that was the case, you might as well just open the damn door like you do the border.
Yeah.
And because of the effects of George Floyd.
All right. I think I got the gist of what Cinnamon was talking about the other day. Okay. I'm going to save this for her. I'm going to save this for her because I don't recall. We talked about this, and I think I agreed with her. But I'll wait, because that could be a good discussion. I'll just save that. Cinnamon, you're listening. I'm saving it. Oh, man, half my lungs are falling out. Cold air. Breathing in that cold air will kill you. Well.
I hear you. I usually get a nosebleed during the first, like, cold snap when it dries out. So I had that because it got dry, you know, the rain stopped, really low humidity.
Yeah.
And got cool at night, and I got my late fall nosebleed as the result.
Oh, God.
And then the same thing happens in the spring for whatever reason. It's always twice a year. It's like almost like clockwork. Twice a year, get a stupid nosebleed.
Yeah.
When the weather changes.
Yeah, it gets dry, awful dry. Kyrie Irving's army takes New York. What do you think? That was a good show. Thanks for sending that to me.
Well, I think they got a right to do what they've done.
I do, too.
If you agree with their ideology or not, they got a right to do it. Peaceful protest. Now, if I was leading, I would have walked right in on the court and stopped the game.
Yeah, I think he got the wrong.
What he's saying is true as far as the people that that's in that industry that has to deal with those that they're signing contracts with. I mean, that's been going on forever. I mean, look at what happened to Joe Louis.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if any family needs to have reparations, his family does because of what the IRS has done to him. He's out there doing USOs. Was it USO, United Service Organization, something like that?
Yeah.
USO.
Yeah.
Exhibition fights
for
the troops.
Yep.
And when he got paid, he just turned the checks over to the USO. And the IRS wants to claim that he owed taxes on it, no matter what the situation was. Then they added it up. Where when he died, he owed like $300,000-some-odd. And I understand they went out to his kids' money. And you know that little $255, I guess it is still,
jeez,
that you get when you die for burial?
Yeah.
They even took that.
God. I know they hired him as a greeter in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was nice. But I didn't know he was all into. Yeah, he did a lot of things for USO. He would go out to California, and that's where they put on those canteens. They had that big cantina in L.A. where the stars would come out and greet all the soldiers and everything. He'd go out there on his own dime and spend a lot of time with these folks. And if they wanted cigarettes, he'd get them, you know, everything. Drink. Talk to them. There's one picture.
Pay people's mortgage off, whether they were black or white.
Yeah. I've been looking at some of those old fights.
You know, he's better than the orange juice lady. What was her name? Was criticizing. Can't think of her name.
I can't either. How is her name?
Criticizing the soldiers. You know, that's really low down when you do that.
Yeah.
You had that one tank battalion that George S. Scott had in his Third Army, the Black Tank Battalion, 161st, 191st. The speech that he gave them, he said that that he needed them, and say, most importantly, don't let your people down, and don't let me down.
Yeah.
He was something else, you know.
Yeah, he was.
And then he said he wanted to be buried with his troops.
And he did. He sure did.
Boy, I tell you, that was he was a good person.
He was a good general.
Sure was.
Yeah, he sure as hell was. He couldn't figure out why in the hell we had to let Monty, remember how he called Monty?
Yeah.
Get there first.
The French general, Montgomery. He beat him in the one town. He was standing there and greeted him when he came in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. What happened to LSU? Number five LSU loses to Texas A&M at 38-23. What the hell is that?
Yeah, this college football, they let these players up and move from one team to the other in the middle of the season.
Wow.
Offering them more perks, and you got the rest of the team. They don't get anything.
Yeah, they generate a lot of money, those athletes, those football players.
Well, you know, a lot of money that's generated by those two sports is used to help fund the scholarships of
everybody,
student athletes and other sports that don't draw no crowd, but, you know, this is equally important.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Rowan.
Long as Bubba doesn't join the wrestling team, women's wrestling team. Wow. I still feel sorry for that gal down in Texas. She came up against him twice as a junior and as a senior in the finals. The last, she made it all the way to the end and had to face him. And he beat her twice. Or he, or whatever the hell. I don't know what. That just made me sick. That just made me sick. They worked their ass off and get stopped like that. The swimming, same thing. Hell, he slowed up in one of those races. They even announced it. Well, he slowed up. Because he won by one time 30-something seconds. He was up there on the top smoking a Marlboro, and they were still coming in. That is wrong, I think. I think it's wrong. But a lot of people have a difference of opinion. And it seems like a lot of people get, you know, they have these unisex bathrooms. A lot of things are happening in there. I can't believe in Virginia, kid raped a girl, and they didn't do anything. All they did was send him to another school, and then he raped another girl. And then they try to hide that, too. What the hell is happening in this world? Yeah, well, it'll soon be over anyway.
Evil's taking over more and more and more. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it to the young kids. Sink or swim. It seems like they're trying to turn a little the little boys into little girls. And little girls, I don't know. I thought little boys, but now I'm not sure. I think they want to sissify everybody.
That is sad, but true. I mean, yeah. I wonder how many kids this generation, I mean, you know, kids of my mom's generation, mine, you know, most women had aspirations, you know, they wanted to be a mother, you know, they wanted to grow up and be a mom and have a couple of kids. And,
right.
You know, that was what they, you know, wanted. And I wonder how that dynamic is changing. You know, I would be willing to bet that the younger the generations are, the less likely those little girls want to be a mother at all, you know, and that trend going up. They, you know, how many little kids, you know, aspire to be a mom when they get older? I want to have a little girl. I want to have a little boy, you know. Dreaming about, you know, what they might name them and things like that. You know, do little girls, are they even encouraged to have dreams like that anymore? You know,
I don't know. They might put them in, little girls like that, into some kind of asylum.
I doubt it.
Being asylum, you know. I don't know. All right. Everything's changed since since I was a kid. Just look at where our test scores are for kids. You know, I'm a dummy, but my gosh.
You can ask kids, you know, young people on the street questions, and the answers in the question, they still say, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. it's not, it is funny, but it's not. I just, Mark Dice does the best. I don't know, just the best. He's good at it. He's perfect at it. And I don't know. Let's see. We already played that one. How about let's try Memorial Day. And then we'll move on, see what else we can come up with. I mean, I gotta change everything.
You know, yeah. In India, they have those temples where they may feed 30,000 people every day free, you know, in different shifts. And apparently. Yeah, I wonder why come they don't have that here in the United States to feed these homeless. And I'm reading something now where they are starting to use what they call imperfect vegetables and fruits and sending them off to these pantries where they can distribute them to those that's hungry. Heck, how many times have we had a tomato that was lopsided?
Yeah.
Look like Uncle Charlie's head or something like that. We just.
Yeah. Or a little bit squishy on the other side. I mean, but the other side, you know, one side's firm. You just cut the bad part off. I've done that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just wouldn't believe the waste I see at the grocery store when I worked that they threw away. They just threw away. It's just a waste. My God. Well, here's Mark Dice on Memorial Day morons.
What started Memorial Day? What's the purpose of Memorial Day?
Do I have to do this?
Yep. As an American, you have to do this.
I don't think so. As an American,
okay.
I don't.
Okay. It's Memorial Day weekend. We sort of celebrate the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that was preventing the gays from serving in the military.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate this weekend?
I'm just visiting. So, you know, I'm just going to enjoy this ocean and have a few drinks.
And appreciate the inclusiveness of the LGBT community.
I will. I love the LGBT
community.
In the
military.
Of course, for sure.
For Memorial Day.
For sure. Awesome. I'm all about it.
Okay.
I'm all about it.
Just getting people's opinions.
Yeah, of course.
What is the purpose of Memorial Day?
No clue. That's my answer.
No clue.
No clue.
Okay, for the soldiers. It's a memorial for the soldiers that fought in the wars.
For the ones who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clap him upside the head. What is Memorial Day for?
For the military, I'm pretty sure.
What specifically?
Can tell you. If I sat down and kind of...
Hold on. We'll get to you next.
Is Conan? No, I know it's military. I know I should know more about it, but I don't right now. So I need to sit down and think about it.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay, zombie. All right. Memorial Day weekend. Doesn't feel like it, but it will.
Yeah.
And we're just, you know, kind of commemorating the freeing of the slaves and the end of the Civil War. Just checking to get people's comments on what you're going to be doing this weekend.
Just doing some drinking and having fun. That's about it. So.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Just enjoy yourself, right?
Okay. Thank you, Zama. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend, the time when we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, yes.
What are you going to be doing? To?
Well, we were drinking, but we just got an open container ticket, so...
Well, okay.
The water. Okay. Party on.
All right. Thank you. NASA has a big celebration every Memorial Day to commemorate Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. Government's decided to cancel that Memorial Day celebration this year at NASA. Is that the wisest thing to do? Is that or should we be commemorating Neil Armstrong this Memorial Day?
I think we've been commemorating him for long enough, so we should save some money right now.
Save some money this Memorial Day?
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Bring it back.
Bring back the NASA celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just give people's opinions.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Comments on Memorial Day weekend. You know, NASA has a big celebration to celebrate Neil Armstrong and everything. Just getting comments on what you guys think of the Memorial Day weekend celebration for NASA.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
Probably not good candidates for the
What is it for?
A day off of work on Monday.
Okay. Now, every year there's big Memorial Day commemorations and stuff, but this year the government is canceling them to save money so that we don't have the national debt go deeper.
No.
So just getting people's comments to see if they think that's the right thing to do.
You tell me. I don't know. I feel like I've never been to any of those celebrations, really. I'm kind of just, like, celebrating it with my family. And she's my cousin. She's visiting me right now. So I get to still do it the way I want to do it. So I'm happy.
So it doesn't matter if the government is canceling the Memorial Day celebrations.
I mean, if it's in the best interest for the country, I guess I'd go with the – I mean, I voted for that government to be in power, and if they think it's the right thing to do, so I guess it is.
Memorial Day weekend, big celebration.
Yeah.
To commemorate the first flight of the Wright brothers. Just talking to people to see what you're going to be doing this weekend to kind of reflect on that and the evolution of the aircraft industry.
I'll be partying down here, you know. I really didn't realize it was that special.
Important.
Yeah. I had no idea it was about the Wright brothers, to tell you the truth.
Oh, you did? What is Memorial Day for?
Oh, here we go. It's one of those things. Oh, man, I have no idea. Oh, man. It's one of those.
Yeah.
You guys are down here.
You have
that.
An assignment for today.
How many people don't know?
A lot more than you would think.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is for the fucking war fighters that gave their lives for our country.
All right. There you go. Wright brothers, baby. NASA. Come on. Hello? Did I lose everybody? I did, didn't I?
Oh, he's still there. People are dumb nowadays, man.
Wow.
Dumb. Really?
I know. I had to laugh at that one where the lady was like, well, I voted for this government, so I guess if they think it's the right thing to do, I'll trust them. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Parents, don't let your children grow up to be like that, please.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's something. That is something. I don't know why they didn't, you know, 4th of July, that's what amazes me, too. 4th of July, these kids don't know nothing. I don't know what they teach in the schools anymore, or maybe they're just not paying attention.
Yeah, soon enough there'll be like scholarships for pole dancing and stuff, and that'll be what's important.
Wow. I don't know.
Well, I see that unfortunately this last incident is starting to take all the acclaim that they give the white males with this Walmart shooter. Now you got a black shooter that was a mass killer. Can't blame that particular thing on whites now.
No, not this one.
Bought the gun legally, too.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. What kind was it? Does it say what kind it was?
What kind of gun? I think it was a revolver.
Oh,
he didn't have no rifle. He was a manager at this shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He stayed in a $300,000 home and was quiet. Didn't speak to many of the neighbors. Just got in his car and went to work.
Yeah.
And left a long list of people he was targeting.
Lori Ann, dear, just plug your show because they're telling me time is winding down.
Oh, yeah, it is that time. Yeah, tune in tomorrow night. For the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann show here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. And Dahl Larson will be co-hosting with me as usual. She is the host of Alaskan Patriot Network on Friday nights. And so hopefully y'all will join me tomorrow and we'll have some more good political discussion and talk about the happenings and doings of this past week.
There you go.
The January 6th.
Yeah, that sounds good. And join her. You sure? 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock on the wrong coast, the left coast, and good show. Good ladies. January 6th committee makes stunning revelations on about Ray Abbott.
The January 6th series finale was canceled this week because of the hurricane in Florida. It was supposed to air on Wednesday, but obviously wouldn't have gotten any media attention. So whenever they reschedule their final propaganda presentation, I can guarantee you one thing. They won't show any of that suspicious Ray Epps footage or dare utter his name. In fact, Democrat Jamie Raskin, who is on the January 6th committee, is defending Ray Epps and wants everybody to leave him alone because he didn't do nothing.
Mr. Epps was in front of the January 6th committee, and we were told that a transcript of his interview would be released, but it's never been released. And I wondered, was he sworn
in? None of the transcripts have been released, so you don't need a conspiracy theory about that. We haven't released any of them.
Were you present when he was interviewed? That would give me...
No, I was not. I was not. We've done more than 1,000 interviews. You guys are trying to make this poor schmuck who showed up to your protest into something a lot bigger than he is. Okay? He's just trying to survive, and he's on your side. You don't have many voters left. You might want to try to hang on to them without demonizing and vilifying your own people. Leave that guy alone, whoever he is.
Ray Epps, if you're not familiar with him, was the mysterious individual who was literally encouraging people the night before the mostly peaceful protest on January 6th to go into the Capitol. People then started chanting, Fed, 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 because they obviously thought that He was some kind of intelligence operative or an FBI asset, a COINTELPRO agent, who was trying to purposefully stir up trouble. Then the next day, he whispered something into one of the protesters' ears, who then mysteriously, immediately breached the police barricade. Leave the poor guy alone, though, says a senior member of the January 6th committee and the entire liberal media industrial complex. The New York Times ran this puff piece about him that his life has been hell ever since he's been accused by Trump supporters of having something to do with the January 6th riot. Ray Epps became the unwitting face of an attempt by pro-Trump forces to promote the baseless idea that the FBI was behind the attack on the Capitol. And if you upload any of the videos of him to Facebook showing him encouraging people to commit crimes or post about his suspicious activities, then the algorithm will automatically detect it and the post will be censored with a fake fact check. It's totally baseless, they say. Ray Epps didn't do nothing.
Leave that guy alone.
Facebook did verify my identity, by the way, in case you missed my previous video. They locked me out of my page for the last week because they weren't sure that I was me, and they had to make sure that I wasn't a Russian agent or something. So I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday, and I came across that compilation. I've showed it numerous times, of various Democrats in Congress, Senate, and members of the media calling for violence. Actually, to be clear, I came across a censored post, and I'm always curious to see what the fact suppressors are trying to hide. So I always click the show post button, and then it showed that that was the post. And so, of course, they're fact-checking that, claiming that it's not true. Again.
All right. All right. Ray Epps is clean as driven snow. Now, he was on the FBI top 10 list on that day, and they took him off the next day. So, and they didn't have any explanation why. And Ray, when they questioned him, he can't talk about it. It's an ongoing investigation, of course.
You know what I want to know? All these people waiting in line to get into the stores for Black Friday sale. Mm-hmm. And pay for what they... Why don't they just walk right on out with like everybody else around the country been doing?
Why not?
Yeah. why are they wasting time paying for this stuff? Just walk on out with it like we see everybody else do.
Oh,
something
yeah.
happens to them.
Oh, yeah. I could have got me a big old TV or something.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it.
The prosecutors are not going to prosecute them if they look like they need what it is they just stole.
Yeah, that's what they said. You know, if they look like they need it, let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in up in Michigan here. These guys stormed the dealership and they needed 13 cars, so they took 13 cars.
No kidding.
Yeah. They needed
it. Oh, God.
Yeah. I got that tape somewhere. Yeah. 13. Lucky 13. Beautiful.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? You talk about 13. Lori, those people that got stabbed on the 13th, that apparently isn't a tradition that a lot of stabbing goes on the 13th of the month. Up there by you.
Interesting. Why is that?
I don't know.
That's significant.
The 13th of a month, apparently, it triggers something off in the hormones of people, and they go out and stab folks. And whether they come in and while they're in the bed, sleep, or whatever, the opportunity presents itself.
Damn, Lori. What have you been doing? Your whole
not
state?
Me. I'm
your
not
whole...
in Portland.
Your whole state is screwed up.
Tell me about it. And I get to look forward to Tina Kotek as our next governor, too. It's just, you know, life is going to be even
Kotek.
Better being under the, having a governor that has almost an identical name as a brand of maxi pads.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Now, I was going to ask that her real name.
Yeah, Kotek.
Oh, God.
Kotek instead of Kotex, but close enough.
Yeah. Don't you know that poor girl had a... Is she married?
I'm not... I don't think so.
Okay, well...
She doesn't seem like it. She's too woke looking to be married, I think.
Okay.
I'll have to look more into her. I mean, I just... You know, what I did look into, I didn't like. She's, you know, super woke, super left, Kate Brown 2.0.
Yeah.
You know, she's just, yeah, not good. And I'm not looking forward to it. I really hope and pray that she ends up being a one-termer. Or I hope that she does something so wrong she can be repealed.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I wonder what she's going to do against all the sheriffs, our county sheriffs that are coming out saying that they will not be enforcing all or most of Measure 114, the new gun permit registration database registration.
Yeah, well.
She's going to do about them.
Well, people don't realize a sheriff has a lot of power. A sheriff can stop the FBI. It can stop. They can do a lot of things. People don't realize that. So you want to have a sheriff that has guts.
And a sound understanding of what your state constitution is. And when you're a sheriff, you know, that's really their job. You know, your county sheriff, their job is not merely to protect and defend the United States federal constitution. Their primary job is protect and defend your state constitution and your rights under it within your state's jurisdiction. That is their job. And so if people are stupid enough to vote in a tyrannical measure like Measure 114, then it is up to our county sheriffs to be brave enough to defy enforcing it.
That's right. No, that's right. You want to put a sheriff in there that's got some guts. Not many do.
Well, one of the big problems is that people are just so ignorant. And that's why this, your school systems, no matter under what disguise they are under, private or public, there needs to be some basic things that's taught in the young people, in particular, all the foundings of this nation. And how they work. I read something, I heard something where first order of the day is that the U.S. Constitution should be read by the employees or members of this organization. I don't remember which one it was. But if you look at some of these videos by some of these groups like Audit to Audit and so on, they... show police encounters. These police officers are just dumb, man. They're just dumb. And they have this overzealous, not all of them, but you got some of them have this overzealous attitude of complete authority over individuals. And want to enact immediate punishment. Disregarding the situation of the event or the person, the people that's involved. It just don't make any sense.
No. I've got that tape. Let me go ahead and play this real quick, guys. Channel 12. No, this is Fox 2, Flint, Michigan.
This all started up here in Flint, this lot behind me. It's highly secure, even surrounded by an electric fence. Investigators estimate about 30 suspects stormed this lot just south of downtown Flint early Monday morning, and they were after high-performance, expensive vehicles stored here. The lot is surrounded by an electric fence and patrolled by an armed security guard.
Fired shots at him. He exchanged gunfire with those suspects, drove through the gate, damaging other vehicles on the way out, and were able to get away at that time.
Thankfully, that security guard was not hurt. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green says they think the crew is based in the Detroit area and traveled north to steal 13 vehicles off the lot, including two Dodge Durangos and a Ford Mustang that led nearby Grambling Township Police on a chase 40 miles south into northern Oakland County near Oakland University. The driver of the Mustang crashed near I-75 in Joplin. His car caught fire. He died at the scene. The other two suspects in the Durangos that got away, the whole situation putting Oakland University on lockdown Monday morning as police thought the two suspects might be on campus somewhere and armed. As of Monday afternoon, they're still on the run.
Right now, we request that you turn yourself in.
The larger crew of about 30 suspects believed to be from the Detroit area, but unfortunately, no plate on the stolen vehicles or information on who these guys are from that security guard who witnessed it all.
He's very excited, and due to the exchange of gunfire, wasn't able to get a very accurate description of them.
Seven of the 13 stolen high-dollar rides recovered in the Detroit area. Chief Green says other lots like these in Flint have been targets, but this is the first time shots were fired.
It's not uncommon. We have groups that travel in other parts of the state just to victimize these lots.
Reporting in Flint, Jessica Dupnack, Fox 2 News.
Well, there you go. Can you believe it? Yeah, you that guy crashed. You nothing left of that car.
Yeah, I see it on the news. And these people are coming out of. These might be some illegals, but then I doubt it. Coming out of Detroit.
Yeah. Those Durangos cost some cash. They're probably in somebody's high-tech garage, you know, and they're chopping them down, changing the VIN numbers and everything else, painting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sell them overseas. They can ship them. There'll be a buyer.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I think you and Lori's going to have to take over the show for a minute. I got to take somebody out.
You
got to
take Otis outside?
Yeah.
Puppy needs out.
Teach him how to peer the sky. He's got good eyes. He can spot those aliens, man.
Poor old boy's got glaucoma. What does that do? Okay, you guys take over, and I'll be back in about 10 minutes. All right. No, it's too late for me to call in, so. I'll be back. Yeah.
You wouldn't have that problem if you made your show a three-hour show.
It was supposed to be. It is not. I was really surprised when she came on in 90 seconds. Thank goodness. I was really happy to hear that, 90 seconds.
You might have just did it by habit, you know, set it for 120 instead of 180 just out of habit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys take over because Otis is about to bite me.
Okay.
I don't know where he's going to bite you with. He ain't got no teeth.
Okay. Manage somehow.
Happy.
So where is everybody else tonight? Like, where is Daniel and Kathy and everybody?
I don't know, but see, I tell you what, only the dedicated and steadfast people, those are true-hearted patriots, those are here for the cause no matter what and disregard any pause, you know, like yourself, Kathy, Donnie and me, and these others, they just got cold feet and turn.
Either that or they're busy shopping over the weekend. Or too busy filling up on leftovers from Thanksgiving still, and they're immobilized from the turkey.
Yeah, I guess, imagine people are eating quite a bit.
Not me. I don't
neither
make a big production
nobody here
meal.
But me.
Yeah, same with me. It's not worth all the work to do a whole Thanksgiving dinner just for me. So, but I didn't do it Thursday, but last night after APN, then I made my bison ribeye steak that I had taken out. And
yeah,
then I meant
prepare
to cook on Thursday, but
how'd you cook it?
I just marinated it with, of course, you know, garlic powder, onion powder, pepper, fresh pepper, a little bit of apple cider vinegar in there, and stuff like that, and let, you know, so it had marinated for quite a while. And then I have a grilling fry pan that works really, really quite well. And it, you know, it's nonstick and stuff. And so a little olive oil and threw that on there. And then I had a couple of, Yukon Gold organic potatoes. So I took one of those big suckers out and made a baked potato with it. Yeah, that was pretty much it. And then I took out a, you know, just a can of green beans and garlic and salted them up and peppered them up a little bit. That was dinner. But I've been saving my ribeye steaks because, you know, those bison ribeyes aren't cheap. And so I normally save my good cuts because they have some of the cheaper cuts that I'll eat once in a while. But I have one T-bone left. Now I have one ribeye left. And then I have two hanging tenders left. And the bison hanging tenders, those are big steaks. Those, it's like, they're good sized, but they're a little bit thinner of a cut. But they're also like probably the second most tender cut. So it's a pretty good cut, but it's cheaper. So I got two of those for, you know, whenever. And then I ordered, my mom was going to offer to pay for me to, you know, get Thanksgiving dinner, whether I make it or eat out or whatever. And I asked her instead, because Wild Idea Buffalo had a sale on their bison pet food, and which, like, a lot of times they're out of it. It's a hot seller. You know, they have a ground pet food with, you know, they grind up like heart and liver and kidney and stuff like that into a pet food. And and so they had a sale on that, and then also a sale on some of the regular bison ground. And so I asked her to help me pay for that instead so that I could restock up on that pet food for Nikita. And I'm telling you, like, that stuff is really good stuff. Like, whenever she has some of that, her fur gets really soft, you know, and she loves it. I just feed it to her raw. I thaw it out and feed it to her raw. Really good stuff. And so when it's in stock and on sale, I usually try to stock up on it. And so that was our trade-off.
Well, it sounds like everybody left that feeling happy.
Mm-hmm. And then friend of mine, that's a friend of my sister's, he went deer hunting, and when he gets his deer butchered, he'll send me some of the deer bones, you know, like their big, like, thigh bone or whatever. And he'll send me some of that for Nikita so she got her, she got a nice big meaty deer bone for her Thanksgiving treat.
Mm. It looked like she was happy too.
Oh yeah, she was a happy puppy. She worked on that thing for about an hour and a half, which is saying something. You know, she's a big dog. She's 75-pound dog.
Yeah, they usually like, I had a dog used to like to bury his bones in the yard. I guess they're a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She used to do that, but now I've learned, like, I don't give her those bones when it's nice outside and I have the patio door open, because she will run them out and bury them somewhere or hide them somewhere. And so I'll wait until it's either too hot, you know, and I have the AC going and the patio door shut, or it's cold, so that she can't run outside and bury it. And then forget about it. I remember, like, I think it was earlier this spring, I came walking into my family room, and there was this nasty-ass looking thing in the middle of my family room floor. And I'm like, what in the hell is that? Somehow she found a bone that she had buried I don't know how long ago. It was all dirty and gross. I'm like, yeah, I'm throwing this away, honey. Pretty funny. But, yeah, so I'm excited. So I should have some more pet food. And she's got one more of those deer bones left. And then I'll get some more ground because I only have 2 pounds of my ground bison left. Which, by the way, I'm going to plug Wild Idea Buffalo. If you're going to buy bison, check out Wild Idea Buffalo. They are the best place to get it. It's not cheap. It's over $150, or if you buy one of those bundles. And, you know, like I said, you get what you pay for, though. Mm-hmm. They are an excellent company. They are in South Dakota. The bison are 100% prairie raised. They are never given antibiotics. They are not given GMO feed as a supplement. Nothing like that. They are 100%, you know, they're as organic as you're going to get, you know, basically. And because they're all, you know, and then they do a humane harvest, which they have a video on their website that shows their humane harvest. They do it on site in the prairie, where they go out and they get an animal. They have a trailer, you know, semi-trailer that is set up where they do all the initial butchering and things. And then they haul it back to their facility for, you know, doing the cuts and the packaging and things. So the bison that you get from them, you're not getting the stress hormones by the way they do it, because most places that you buy bison from, they'll get the animal, but then they'll ship it off to a slaughterhouse and, you know, be treated just like cattle, you know, same slaughterhouses that do cattle and stuff. So because they do pretty much the bulk of everything there in-house and right there in the field, the herd isn't scared. The animal isn't scared. So you're not getting those stress hormones. It's all clean and it's all good. So, you know, and then they have a whole bunch of like recipes on the website. And so really, seriously, like it's, you know, probably some of the best meat that you can get. A lot of people don't realize that bison is higher in omega-3 fatty acids than fish is. So if you're a fish eater because you want your omega-3s and stuff, but you're concerned about the mercury and pollutants that are now being found in fish more and more and more, bison is an excellent alternative because it's actually higher in those things. And then it is actually lower in cholesterol than chicken or turkey or poultry. So it's really a very healthy meat, especially when it's done the way they do it, where their bison is 100% natural out there grazing in the prairie. That's their life. and they're not supplemented with anything. And so I really try to support Wild Idea Buffalo Company as a result. I've been a customer of theirs for years. And like I said, they have all kinds of stuff. They have great steak cut steaks. They have bison pastrami, which is really, really good. They have like seasoned, I usually buy some of that when I make my, spaghetti or whatever. Their bison Italian sausage that's all seasoned up with lots of Italian seasonings, make meatballs out of them, whatever. Really flavorful. They have bison hot dogs and brats, and they have bone stock. They got, I actually still in my freezer have a bison heart. That's really good meat, but that's something that I usually feed to Nikita as well. Thaw that out, and she'll have bison heart. Although this time when I thaw it out, I think I'm going to try it for myself because I am curious about, the heart tends to be a pretty lean, pretty lean meat. And so I kind of want to try it myself.
Lady in Alaska can give you some tips on how to prepare that. Remember she was talking about the deer heart the other night?
Yep. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. She would know. It's kind of tough to cut it, though, because you got to work around, like, the main arteries and stuff. So there's got to be some kind of trick to cut around it.
I bet.
A little more easier.
Cinnamon is here. Hi, Cinnamon.
Hello, everybody.
Cinnamon.
Hello, Cinnamon.
Hello.
Everybody doing well tonight?
No.
Doing good so far.
Well, you ought to see these people fighting over TVs and everything in these stores.
Well, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, this one guy must weigh like 306 fighting a guy about 4'7". And they shoving back and forth, and the TV falls, and the short guy jumps up on the top of it and stomps it. And the big guy picks him up and shakes him up like a dish towel.
Damn.
Good gracious, man. What's wrong with people nowadays? I mean, they're just crazy.
I don't know. I don't know. They want that discount.
You think the shots have something to do with all this stuff we're seeing, and killings and stabbings and beating upside the head with bats and everything else?
They were doing that before the shots.
Shoving people on the tracks of in the subway stations?
Yeah.
They like they just want to watch somebody get pulverized by a moving train.
And everybody sits there and watch somebody almost get killed, but they got to tape it. They won't help. They got to tape it. They got to get their phones out and record that because, those are clicks.
And they won't let people have guns. They don't want people to protect themselves. I figured that if people with well armed, a lot of this stuff will sooner or later disappear.
I would think so. Hey, Cinnamon, they only went 2 hours, so maybe I'm good, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe Lori didn't screw me up after all.
Well, cool. No, I don't know. They might not get you to the gold until next month because you already paid for this month.
I'm not paying. I'll tell you what. I'll cancel everything. Start up over.
No, they'll get back to you. Don't worry. No reason to be mad yet.
You're still alive, so
give them some time. They'll probably apply it, and what they'll probably do, if you already paid up for this month, they'll apply the discount and then charge you for, the
the other $10 or whatever, you know, to make up for it. They'll work it out. I've done this a couple of times with them, and I haven't had any problems. I mean, unless you, like, go on chat and you're a total asshole, then they're probably not going to want to help you out much. But
No, I don't go in chat. I don't go – besides your show, I really don't go anywhere.
Right on. But, yeah, I mean, you know, with their help chat, because that's the best way to get a hold of their support is via, you know, just open up a new chat, and that gets to them, and with their help desk or whatever, and they'll get back to you. But I have a feeling they'll, you know, be a little patient. If you don't hear from them on Monday, then they'll probably get to you by Tuesday. I have a feeling that they're probably going to have a lot of requests similar waiting for them come Monday.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah, and so they'll work it out. You know, they would rather, you know, put it this way, they would rather make another $10 a month off of you, you know, than flip you back to silver and lose that extra 10 bucks a month, you know. So they would rather see you upgrade to the gold and pay a little more and take advantage of that deal.
Okay, I got a quick question. Do I need to bring anything home?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm fine. Everything's ruby okay. Here. Otis did his business and wanted to come back.
I lost 4 crab cakes that I was planning on having for dinner, but I got them free and I just offered them up.
I don't know what you said. Something about crab cakes, I think.
Crab cakes. Yeah, we had one of the freezers went out, so she was giving us food that we could take. And yeah, I gave it up to the girl that was relieving me.
Yeah, well, you weren't even supposed to be there. Another freezer went out?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know what. I mean, we are hard on everything. We can tear. I mean. You could give us industrial grade stuff, and we are gonna tear the shit out of it. We are awful.
No. Yeah, I gotcha.
We even ripped doors off of. We even ripped the doors off of the cabinet. Somehow or another.
You girls are rough.
We are. Get strong, flinging those little old ladies around all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So did you guys talk about the, what was the second thing?
Oh, you know, I didn't tell them about they have admitted that about the chemtrails.
Yeah, that was one of them. What was the second thing I was going to talk about? I sent it to you.
Damn, gentlemen. I talked about one thing. I said, I'll save this for you later on, next week. Let me go to my mail. One was, what is it? Something was about CBC, about the trucks. We talked about that, about
Biden.
Oh,
you didn't talk about that? That's what I was
wondering
if you guys talked about
and
that.
We didn't talk about the chemtrails, so I'm just going to let you do the
jacking. Yeah, we can save that for next week. We can save that one for next week.
Yeah, I've been saving. But they admitted that they are going to try to block the sun, to calm it down anyway, with these chemicals.
They were originally going to try to do that in Switzerland and... like the world went nuts and a whole bunch of people signed a petition. Today is Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Saturday.
Bless America.
What?
Nothing. I was going to stop and get some food and they're closed.
Of course.
I figured they'd close on Saturday at midnight.
Anyway, I've got a tape or article somewhere. I'd have to find it again. They came out and actually said chemtrails, that they're going to, which they already do.
I don't think they said chemtrails. They said it's going to be an aerial release.
Well, yeah, but the announcer, I think, said chemtrails.
The thing that got me is I can't remember what year it was. I think it was in the 40s, not in the 30s. But they released a bacteria into the fog that goes in and covers San Francisco, and they were testing it to see if they thought this bacteria was, you know, wasn't going to get anybody sick. It was a no-go. They wanted to see how well it spread into the city.
Sounds like your movies.
Yeah, well, of course people got sick. But they were like, they picked this germ thinking it was a inconsequential germ. And they used it to spread in the fog, and they were testing it to see if you could do that with germ warfare. You know, just go ahead and release something in the fog going into a city.
They did that
in
New York.
And all those people got sick. So why do they think they're going to spray something in the sky and it's not going to damage stuff?
I don't know, but they did that in New York, down in the subway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I don't understand why they don't think, I mean, they're going to spray stuff up into the sky. It's going to go everywhere. We could get sued by other countries. Well, you know, it may stay up in the sky, up in the clouds, until it gets across to England, and then start poisoning wildlife or plants over in England. Because stuff's got to come to the ground, and what they're planning on spraying up there can't be good for the ecosystem. Mostly plant life is what I'm thinking is going to be the first hit. And then, it'll turn hit the animals because most of the plants are dead.
Well, they found out in California, that's how they found out they were spraying something, because it was killing trees.
Yeah, up on a mountain, up on a pristine mountain.
And they had to take soil samples. And they had all kinds of crap in it. Barium.
Yeah, they think it was the aluminum that was...
Aluminum, yeah, too.
It's the worst.
And a few other things you never heard of.
Yeah. So, okay, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do this test, and this whole cloud is gonna go over and hit England, or hit any of the coast over that way, and hit any of those countries. And you don't think they're gonna turn around and be pissed off at us and accuse us of warfare, climate war?
I don't know.
People are freaking idiots.
Yeah, I found that tape.
Okay, you can go ahead and play.
Well, I got to do all kinds of switching. I think this is a tape anyway. We'll find out here in just a second. Just give me a minute here. Let's see. We got to get this commercial off first. Boy, they're killing me with these damn commercials.
I got to make money.
Yeah.
We're right again. This time about that whole chemtrailing.
Hold on. Damn it.
It looks like the conspiracy theorists were right again. This time about that whole chemtrailing thing. Because the White House has just released a statement admitting that they need to block out the sun in order to stop climate change. I'm Gary Franchi, and news breaks fast. Make sure you catch it when it does. Tap subscribe and enable notifications and never miss a report.
I know.
Hold on.
Sounds crazy, but hear me out. The White House has just announced that they're considering blocking out the sun in order to stop climate change. Yes, you heard me correctly. To reflect sunlight away from the Earth, they're considering spraying fine aerosols into the atmosphere, otherwise known as chemtrails. As the final days of the UN climate summit wind down, the fear has been ratcheted up to apocalyptic levels. Take, for example, the opening remarks by the UN Secretary General, who told the world we're on a highway to climate hell. Watch.
We are in the fight of our lives, and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing. Global temperatures keep rising. And our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator. Humanity has a choice, cooperate or perish. It is either a climate solidarity pact or a collective suicide pact.
Nice words there, right? Well, now we're learning, according to the Daily Beast, that the White House announced on October 13th that it would fund a five-year research program into one of the most controversial proposals for fighting climate change, geoengineering, which involves manipulating the Earth's climate artificially. Solar radiation management will be the subject of the report, and the technique involves spraying fine aerosols into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from the Earth. Once it's reflected, less heat will be produced, and temperatures will decrease. Watch.
Old stratospheric aerosol injection. This might, for example, involve large numbers of aircraft scattering large quantities of particles, such as sulfur dioxide, into one specific layer of the atmosphere, namely the stratosphere. The particles would then act as a reflective filter, throwing a percentage of solar radiation back into space, and thereby preventing it from heating up the atmosphere in the first place. The objective is thus to artificially cool down the global climate.
And the lunatic idea is actually being celebrated. Marine engineer Stefan Salter, professor emeritus at the University of Edinburgh, told the Daily Beast, he said, quote, I was delighted to hear that the U.S. government is funding a five-year research plan. It's an indication that at least they are taking the problem seriously. At least the Daily Beast recognized the dangers to manipulating the Earth's atmosphere. They pointed out that critics of geoengineering warn it could have global unintended consequences. Inevitable that aerosols will spread out as soon as they're spread in the atmosphere. No matter where you sprayed it, its effects would be felt everywhere. A butterfly effect of disasters could result. They stated if temperatures dip too low, it could cause crop losses, as we've seen in years without summer. Storms could also be intensified by changes to the atmosphere. According to solar geoengineering could even spread diseases. Watch.
But what would be the effects on our planet of such a large-scale technological experiment? These could be devastating. It is unlikely that cooling of the planet could be achieved in a uniform way. SAI would therefore produce regional winners and losers. The total global rainfall would be less. In Asia, SAI could upset the complex system governing the monsoon, on which the water and food supply of 2 billion people depends. It could also lead to droughts in sub-Saharan Africa, while causing flooding in Latin America. As for further unpredictable side effects of large-scale climate manipulation, these might become apparent only after it had been implemented. Solar radiation management addressed only one symptom of climate change, namely global warming. Meanwhile, greenhouse gases in the atmosphere would continue to build up.
And this is what the White House is about to spend 5 years studying to generate a report. Seems like a waste of time to me, but then again, if your end game is to cause widespread chaos, famine, drought, disease, and superstorms, then this is the game plan for you. But then again, they'll just scream conspiracy theorists when you bring it up, despite the facts. Conspiracy theorists have been saying it for years. The government is spraying chemicals into the atmosphere in order to control the weather. And it looks like they were right all along. The White House has now announced that they are considering this radical new plan to combat climate change, which involves spraying tiny particles
into the atmosphere in order to reflect sunlight away from the planet. The process, known as solar radiation management, could have devastating consequences for the environment, causing widespread drought and famine and superstorms. But instead of admitting that this is a crazy idea, the government will no doubt try to spin it as a necessary measure to protect the planet. So the next time you see a chemtrail, remember the government is doing it on purpose, and they're not going to stop anytime soon. Let's continue the conversation.
Okay.
Now, isn't that what's going on right now? And they're saying it's because of climate change. All the storms are getting bigger. All the floods are getting bigger. You're seeing droughts last too long in certain places. And, does anybody not remember science back in grade school and that leaves and plants make their food from the sun?
Well,
so you just want to block off what makes the plants grow.
This is a money grab. Like everything else, it's a money grab.
I know, but this is what they're doing is they have to fix it because it didn't work, because it's making things worse. And I don't believe any of those idiots in there. If they're saying that we've got to be serious about climate change, if you don't crack down on China.
If you work for the government, if you're a scientist that works for the government, you believe in climate change. If you don't work for the government and do your own research wherever, you don't believe it. So if you're working for the government, though, you do believe it now. Come on. Just like these shots, you believe it.
This is all tied into HAARP, too. Chemtrails are tied into HAARP.
I thought HAARP was shut down, but I don't know.
No, HAARP is not shut down. It was the U.S. government doesn't control it right now. There's a HAARP station still in, I believe it's Switzerland, but it might be Sweden, might be Norway. And there's one out in the Atlantic.
Mm.
And I think there's one somewhere else, and I don't know where the other one is. But what they were doing was heating up the ionosphere is what they said they were doing. And they were going to spray particles up there to help boost, radio waves, communication waves is what they were saying. Yeah, you heat up one little thing because it's above our regular atmosphere, but that still affects our atmosphere. And then you spray stupid chemicals up there, and now we've got, the rivers in the sky are off, and the rivers in the ocean are off. The currents in the ocean are off.
Excuse me. I think we put everybody to sleep.
Yeah, I'm good for that. I'm done.
No.
I'm good.
Not asleep, but just letting you talk. I know I'm trying to save up some of my talking energy for my show tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Finally, I'm telling you, Cinnamon's the chemtrail queen. She can spot those damn things even on a TV show when they're outside.
Oh, I'm crazy old lady. I start flipping off the plane.
Yep, I don't.
It is a very real thing. And, and they get by with it because most of the people really don't understand really what's going on. Number one, they don't believe it. And number two, they don't understand how our atmosphere really works. I mean, the rainforest, like in Brazil and South America, literally gets fertilized by the sand in Africa deserts that get lifted up into the air during the sandstorms and then carried across like the air streams over the ocean and then dumps, gathers up, the rain
all of those dust particles that are in the upper atmosphere and rains it down onto the forest floor. And that is how, like, a lot of seeds and things also get transported. Well, you find, you know, you go to the rainforest, you'll find, you know, plants starting to grow there that are normally found in Africa and things. So it's really quite an amazing thing that happens. And when we disrupt that, which there's a lot of scientific evidence out there that's saying that we are totally disrupting this flow. And by doing so, it's having global impacts. And, you know, and they want to try to say that it's because of us driving our SUVs, and that's not it. It's because of these weather modification programs that our own government has done, China's doing, other countries do, and everybody wants to experiment with weather modification with literally no regard to how it can mess things up on the other side of the globe.
Yeah,
they don't understand that our Earth is like a little terrarium. One part impacts another part. And that's just how it goes. You can't start effing with stuff. And they started effing with stuff. So that's why my belief is they said that they're doing the study because they've already done it, because I've watched them do it. And the consequences that lady was talking about are the consequences that are going on right now. And so now they got to turn around and figure out a way to fix what's going on. So if they do the study and the study fails, then they can turn around and go, oh, hey, we need to, you know, let's everybody think about this. Let's bring the whole world in on this, and we're going to fix this. But I don't believe them being serious on screaming and hollering and being serious on climate change and the greenhouse gases when, one, they won't stop taking a plane trip for no reason at all. Two, they won't stop China. They won't sanction China.
Yeah.
Don't
forget India. Put India in there.
Well, India is a little different. Yeah, India is actually a big polluter. But hold on, there's a difference. China, they keeps wanting to be an emerging economy, and they're not an emerging economy. They have the technology now. They just don't. They want to go the cheaper way. So if you're not going to force them, but India is still kind of emerging economy, kind of poor. So far. They'll get out of it. They're making leaps and bounds. But you know, China used to give them money for the climate.
Because they
were an emerging economy and they needed to get, they had to get.
I was just going to tell you, when you give them money, I told everybody the UK is giving them $50 million to China.
Yeah, we're finally not going to give them money, but we're still considering them an emerging economy. I think this is the first time that we're not giving them money.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any to give. We got to give it all to Ukraine.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, EU thinks that we are just profiteering off of the Ukraine conflict.
Yeah, I read that. What the hell? Somebody's getting that cash.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they need it. They deserve it. We allow it.
Who needs it? Who deserves it?
Well, the politicians that get it, and the other folks, whoever they are, they get it. We allow it. We allow it. We've been allowing it since I don't know how long, or 1913, when Woodrow Wilson was in office.
Yeah. We're idiots.
We're not the brightest.
Okay. I'm going to put you guys on mute because I have to go change my clothes.
All right. Mute yourself. Nobody else is talking.
Right.
You could sing a song. No, we can't.
We got clean air now?
We got clean air, baby.
Okay, I thought so. That sounded like y'all knew what you were talking about. I didn't want to come in there because I would look dumbfounded.
No. You know what we're talking about. I know you know. Oh, man. Yeah, it could disrupt a lot of things.
Yeah, and not for the better. That's for sure.
No.
Are we putting off of all this? Well, we already got a clue. Democrat Party and rhinos.
Yeah.
They're all part of the FTX money laundering and the beneficiaries of it. So yeah, give all this humanitarian aid to the Ukraine, you know, and give them all this money only for it to be turned around via that FTX, FTT or whatever token and funneled around, and then it goes back to the pockets of the Democrat Party and the rhinos. What a wonderful little money laundering setup they had going on. Until it blew up in their face.
I do. I think that's exactly what it was.
And, you know, the scary thing is that's, like, just one of many. Like, that's what we know about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one we know about. But, you know, if we did anything like that, we'd be in prison right now. We'd be under the prison. This guy isn't. He was just on a TV show just the other day.
How they work. That's how they get their money. These wars, weapons in particular.
Yeah.
Because just like we said, common sense, if you're going to give one or two at some point in time to shoot you to give Ukraine weapons, you could have gave them the weapons that was in Afghanistan.
That's right. That is right.
Walked them right on down the road.
Vietnam.
No.
Vietnam, they couldn't make enough helicopters, M16s, anything they had over there, they couldn't make enough of in this country.
Yeah.
And they were making money hand over fist. Oh man, I didn't realize it because I was a kid, young, and I didn't follow nothing. Boy, a lot of people got rich. Back in the 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm. These committees, people get on these committees, congressional committees, and they're making deals and promises and negotiation with these companies. And quite naturally, they're going to compensate you in the end, in the long run.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It is. It is. And they're screaming for more money over in Ukraine, and Uncle Joe is going to send them some. You watch what happens. They're not going to be in session too much longer. Before they break.
Well, they only supposed to meet once a year according to the Constitution or something along those effects.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
We should send everybody, especially in the States, they should go back to part-time. Let's go back to part-time. It used to be part-time. Everybody owned their own business or worked for somebody that and you couldn't be fired if you were in office. Now, I don't know.
Okay. I wish the residents tonight would have been as mellow as you guys are being tonight.
I know. We're kind of tired, you know. I don't know why. It's just a bleh kind of night.
Yeah, I second that. I'm probably going to wrap things up here. I know, shocker, right? Wrap things up here kind of early. And
that's fine.
Just throw on a movie or something and chill out, make something to eat. I haven't eaten yet today.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Which words?
They'll probably call it an early night for
why don't
change
we
too.
How about you, Cinnamon? You ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
Yep, I'm tired. I want to eat and go to bed.
Okay, Bianchi, you ready?
Yeah, I'm already started.
Okay, let's go to bed. You ready to start?
Recharge all your conversation batteries for my show tomorrow night.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, guys, be careful. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.